The conference will now begin.
Hope everybody's well. And those who are not, Hashem's Boshu watch over each and every one of us. So let's just talk for a few minutes about what's on our minds a little bit. We're getting ready for the Seder. And we're trying to figure out how to get more right now. I know that's what I'm thinking about a few minutes ago, about preparing the Mara. And the Mara we eat is because, as it says in the Pasuk, in the Haggadah, it brings Vayimaru es chayeyam b'avodakasha. And the Egyptians embedded our lives with the slavery, the difficult work. So, you know, it really would be a nice thing if we didn't have to have any Mara at all on Pesach night, if we would never have to have any Mara. We're out of Mitzrayim, and the best thing would be to stay far away, to social distance ourselves from any kind of Mara at all. It's bad enough that we had it when we were in Egypt. And if it was a matter of making some sort of a zecher, as we often do in Halacha, to remember and to remind ourselves of the bitter slavery, then it would be enough to take a little bit of Mara and to throw it out, you know, to flush it down the toilet or throw it into the garbage, and to announce Zecher Lamar. This is to remind us of the bitterness. But obviously Hashem is telling us that we need to chew it, we need to taste it. That's the halacha. The Gemara says, Bola Mara, if you swallow the Mara without taste, lo yotze, you're not yotze. Hashem is telling us that we have to taste the bitterness, because there is bitterness in life. That's what this world is before Mashiach comes. There is bitterness right now before Pesach. And hopefully Mashiach comes very, very soon. And if not, there will be bitterness after Pesach as well. But Hashem also told us to eat the matzah. And we eat the matzah dafka before the Mara. And the mitzvah of achilas matzah, as you all know, the Zohar tells us, that the matzah is mechla de mehemenusa. It's the bread of faith. It's the bread of emunah. So Hashem is telling us there is bitterness in life. This is a world of sickness. It's a world of hestapanim. It's a world of tests and challenges. It's a world of laws, financial laws, health, life, and so on. You have to eat the mara. But before you swallow that mara and you cry, you eat the matzah, and the matzah is michla de mehemenusa. And the bread of faith, the michla de mehemenusa, says that even though, Rabban Shalom, you know, that I have many questions. There are many, many questions about the bitterness of life in general, and in particular, Erev Pesach Tav Shin Pei. I have many questions. I don't understand why this is all happening. But by eating the matzah, a person is able to come to a behirus, to a clarity, by living Pesach, by living the Yontiv of Pesach, which is the Yontiv of Amunah, and by eating the matzah of faith, and by davening, a person is able to come to a place where he's able to go on being a Jew, even though he doesn't have the answers to the question of life's bitterness. He doesn't have the answers to these questions of why is it, right before this little shmuz, I got a message from one of the chevra that somebody is very, very sick. A parent is very sick. Hashem should give him a refuah and yeshuva. We have questions. I once told you, probably more than once, how the Kedusha Slavi, the Holy B'ditch, was Chusi Yerleinu. He was sitting with his family by the Seder. And it came time for the four kashas, for the four questions. And children, grandchildren, everybody was asking the four questions, as is the custom, from you know the youngest to the oldest. And it came time for the Rebbe himself, the B'ditch, to ask the four kashas. And he had his head on the table, in his arms, and he wasn't continuing on with the Seder. He wasn't asking the four questions. And they waited a while, and nobody knew what was going on until finally the Rebbe lifted his head, and he had a very, very strange look on his face. And he said the following. He said, Rebbeinu Shlomo, do you think I just have four questions? I have 4,000 questions. I have 4,000,000 questions. I could begin with the question of why is it that Rivka down the block, that her husband suddenly passed away in the marketplace last week and left her with a bunch of kids and with no money. That's a stronger question than Chometz and Matzah and Shai Yarkos and so on. I have many, many, many questions about Shalom. But there's one question that I have. And Rabbi Shalom, of all the thousands of questions, if you could answer me just this one question, that's all I'm asking, to answer this one question. And if you answer this one question, then I don't need the answers to the thousands of questions that I have. My question, Rabbi Shalom, is this suffering that we're going through bringing the Geula closer? Is this suffering that we're going through in some deep, mysterious way, L'mancha Elokeinu, for your sake, for the sake of the Shechina, for the sake of Nitzchius, of the perfection of the Jewish people and the perfection of the world? And Rabbi Shalom, if you can in your own way answer that question, to tell me that, to help me feel that and to know that, to answer that question, then I don't have to have answers to the thousands of other questions that I have. So you see, Chevra, that's the Amunah of Pesach, the Amunah of Matzah, is not that we don't have more, and not that we have answers to those questions that the Bedichra has, and that we have all the time, especially now. Pesach is the Ontev of Amunah, and Matzah is the bread of faith, and that somehow we strengthen ourselves, and Hashem answers the question of why by telling us in a deep way, I have a plan. There's a Seder. There's an order. There's a plan. There's a Seder. All that's happening right now is part of this Seder that we can't understand, but we don't have to understand once we have that faith of Matzah and of Pesach. You know, the Ramad brings the custom of putting down 10 little petitim, 10 little pieces of bread to look for by Bedikas Chametz. And the Ramah writes, "V'noagim laniach petite chametz b'mokam sheyimtzei ma'baydek." The custom is to hide these little pieces of bread in a place that the one who's checking will find them. So Hashem is the balabas. He's the big balabas, and Hashem has planted in our lives petite chametz, pieces of chametz. Difficulties and challenges. There are 10 which correspond to the entirety of a human life, from the 10 spheres, the entirety of what a person is. And we're all challenged. And there are these petite chametz, there are these pieces of chametz that come up in life that are hard. But when the Ramah brings down that the custom is to put in the place that we'll find it, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not bringing upon us bitterness and chametz, mora and chametz, and challenges and tests, because he's trying to hurt us. He's to try to chas v'shalom, to destroy us so that he doesn't love us. A Jew has the strength, a Jew has the emunah, to be able to make a bedikas chametz, to check the depths of his heart, and to find whatever those pieces are that are difficult, that are unpleasant, that are challenges, and to be mevatel them, to destroy them, and to burn them, and to remove them from his life. We're all begging Hashem at this time. We're all begging Hashem at this time. It's brought down in the Kriyat Chaim from the Arizal, from Rabbi Chaim Vital, in the Shar Chagamatzes. He brings from the Ari, Meharavzal, Dab, the Inyan Habir, that you should know regarding the matter of burning, of destroying the Chametz. You have to put down first 10 pieces in order to destroy them. And therefore, we burn and we eliminate all of this chametz from the world. Why 10 pieces? Arizal says, Neged Asara Kisrin de Misabus. The 10 pieces of chametz correspond to the 10 crowns of impurity. In the world of impurity, there are 10 crowns that fight against the 10 spheres of Kedusha, the 10 crowns of holiness. There are 10 crowns of impurity of Tumah. So we're living through this crown of impurity, Corona, and we're going to burn the chametz or to get rid of the chametz in the toilet. And we're going to say afterwards the Yirotzim that's printed in the Haggadah. Yirotzim ufanecha Hashem alkenu v'kei l'seinu. Kishem shani mevayar chametz mebeisim yishusi, may be your will, Hashem. It's the same way that I am illuminating and removing all the chametz from my house and from my property. Kach Hashem alokai v'lokei l'sai, so Hashem my God and the God of my fathers. Tevayar is kolachit seinim. I'm asking you to destroy, to eliminate, to burn away all of the impurity. There's Ruach HaTumma, and this Ruach of Tumma, this Ruach of impurity, that's the Yetzirah, and the actual Ruach HaTumma of this virus. We're asking Hashem to va'er min ha'aretz. We're begging you to remove it from the world. As Yitzreinu hara to va'areyu mi'itani, you told us to hide 10 pieces, but in the place where we could find them. That means we can find the problems. You've given us the strength to find them, and with our faith to overcome them. With our tefillahs, we're begging you to help us to find what's missing in our lives, to be able to understand what we can do to destroy what's wrong in our lives, and only with your help to remove the Ruach HaTumma from ourselves and from the world. So that the other side of evil and impurity should dissipate like smoke. The Sa'avir Memshela Zodam and Aretz and the kingdom of impurity of evil should be removed from the world. And all that's fighting against the appearance of the Shechina in this world and our lives should be removed and destroyed. The same way Hashem that you destroyed Mitzrayim and their gods. Amen. We should see that mamish. We should see that now. I want to wish each and every one of you a chag kosher v'sameach on behalf of myself and my wife. A chag kosher v'sameach. A lich b'din Pesach. A Pesach that's filled with light, with simcha, with joy. A Pesach that will bring about the destruction, the downfall of Mitzrayim and the Sitracha. So that we'll be zeichem et Hashem this coming Pesach to eat min ha'zvachim, min ha'psachim, min ha'psachim, min ha'zvachim to eat together as chaburas, as we were meant to be, as a chabura, in our Eish Kodesh chaburas, with the gula Hashem ha'amitis, yimhem yamein, amein, v'amein.